7-8 workers were killed in an airstrike. The victims from the World Central Kitchen were British. Israel's admitted it was a mistake caused by misidentification. Jan Egeland heads up the Norwegian Refugee Council and says there's not enough protection for civilians or those providing aid.
They fire on anything if there could be a slight suspicion that it could have something to do with Hamas. The laws of armed conflict have been broken every week since the mid of October.
9 people are confirmed to have died and buildings are damaged after Taiwan's strongest earthquake in a quarter of a century. Officials say the quake, which is estimated around 7.4 in magnitude, injured over 800 people. The Foreign Secretary's backing calls for NATO members to spend and produce more when it comes to defence in the face of Russian aggression. Lord Cameron's attending a meeting of the military alliance as it celebrates its 75th anniversary and welcomes a new member, Sweden. NATO's Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says they're discussing how to help Ukraine in a more predictable way.
We strongly believe that support Ukraine should be less dependent on short-term voluntary offers and more dependent on long-term NATO commitments.
Royal Mail's asking permission from the regulator to cut second-class deliveries to every other weekday to reduce costs. If approved, only first-class post would be delivered Monday to Saturday. Network Rail says tackling the impact of climate change and improving train performance is at the heart of its five-year, £45 billion investment plan. Almost £3 billion will be spent on resilience to cover global warming, like strengthening embankments. And NASA's been told by the White House to come up with a clock for the moon. The space agency will work with international bodies to find a unified way to tell the time. That's the latest. I'm Tim Jones.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thanks very much to Tim.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Right, let's have a look at the weather for you. A little bit grim out there in Brentwood at the moment. Not looking particularly very bright, is it? Very overcast. Oh dear, what's happening there? Oh well. Be looking too much at the weather. I can't give you any more details. I've got slight issues with the PC, so it's just frozen up there. But outside, the rain will probably kick off later on this evening. It should really be dry for most of the day, and then you'll be getting rain late into the evening.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444. Or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
A very good morning. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM here with Eat My Brunch. My guests coming up in the next half an hour are going to be Square Wave. We're going to be talking about their brand new EP, A Place in Time. And I've also been playing out Too Far, which is their brand new single release from that EP as well. Plus plenty more independent music and a little bit more chat. Going to kick off with this classic. This is Miss Dynamite with Dynamite.
Time. problem, it's only gonna get worse. I need that medication, just show me where it hurts. I need to rock you, baby, before your body burns. Let me work it out.
walking. Grab your boot and let's start walking.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m. contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
The directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet 2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Phoenix FM.
Oh, it's all right now. It's fine. Why am I sounding so sad? That sounds really sad. It's all right. It's fine. Everything's come back. Now, the weather, I'm just going to give you a quick look at the weather. 14 degrees, light clouds and a fresh breeze going down to 9 degrees overnight. Should remain dry for the rest of the day, although overcast and overnight, possibly about sort of 12 a.m., you will get some rain into Thursday, which is all nice and cheerful. So it probably will be raining, about 70% chance of rain early tomorrow morning. There we go. We've caught up with that. Now, my guest in the studio tomorrow playing live, or my guest rather, from We Are Old Fossils, is going to be Jacob. He's coming in, and their current track, Hollow, I've been playing on the show. It's beautiful. And I'm also going to be speaking to Summerlee Colson as well. She's another great musician playing out her track. And don't forget, Square Waver coming up at 8:30 on the show. We're going to be chatting to the boys about their brand new EP.
You gone? Why can't you stay? Falling.
Rodrigo with a bad idea, right? I don't think she is. Right, we've got Square Wave coming up in the next 5 minutes. I'm going to be talking to the band about their new EP, which is A Place in Time, plus their track we've been playing on the show called Too Far, which is excellent. And the boys are based in Essex as well, so we'll be chatting to them about music and what they've been up to since I spoke to them last year. They were played live in the studio. This time they're on Zoom, but I will drag them back in to play live. This year, we'll just drag them in, literally screaming into the studio. Coming up next here is Gaz Coombs. This is Walk the Walk.
Every Wednesday at 7 p.m. on Phoenix 98 FM for the Orient Hour. All the news, views and special guests interviews from the Gorn Stadium, Brisbane Road, home of Leighton Orient. That's the Orient Hour every Wednesday, 7 p.m. on Phoenix 98 FM.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Hi, it's Darren Mutu. Join me on Phoenix FM for Reggae Revival, the only place where you'll hear old school roots rock, reggae, dub plates, lovers rock. Make sure you don't miss it every Wednesday, 10 until midnight, only on Phoenix 98 FM.
It's Reggae Revival with Darren Mutu on Phoenix FM. I absolutely love local radio. It is the best way to stay in touch with what's going on in your area. So stay tuned.
Right, it's just coming up to 11:30 and I should be joined on Zoom by Square Wave. That's Mike, Alex and Braden. Are you there, guys?
We are. Hello.
Hello. Hello. Great to talk to all three of you this time.
Yeah, we managed to break through.
Yeah, exactly.
Excellent. Nice now, I think the last time you were live in the studio, it was May 23, and you played live. That was Braden and Alex, which was a track called Sweet. And then you had lots of play on Radio X and the BBC. So what have you been up to? I know you've got Too Far Out at the moment and the new EP, A Place in Time, as well. So what have you been up to over the last, nearly a year since I saw you?
That's right, yeah, we've been really busy, actually. We played a bunch of gigs last year off the back of Sweet, and then we released the B-side to Sweet as well, like another single, Whirlpool, around the same time. But since then we've worked on another EP, which should be coming out around October, Place in Time. Mike, do you want to say what we've been up to?
Yeah, that's kind of it, isn't it? I mean, I guess, like, on top of, like, fitting in gigs where we can, it's just been kind of practicing our live sets, getting some recordings done, and kind of basically just making a plan for this year and even into 2025 on the sorts of releases we want to bring out. And, yeah, so there's kind of lots of exciting things in the pipeline, really. So, yeah, looking forward to sharing a lot more.
So you've got actually some really good responses, and as I mentioned before, you've got other radio play, so you must be really pleased.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, really pleased with the response to everything. It's been great, and you guys have been a great help playing us all the time as well. We really appreciate it.
Well, as I said before, before the break there, I said I was going to drag all three of you into the studio to play live next time. Because you were excellent, and that interview and the live performance is still up online. So the new EP, A Place in Time, tell us about some of the tracks, if you can, that are on it, and where you've recorded it, and give us a little idea about it.
Alex, do you want to take this one?
Sure, yeah, go for it. About this EP, me and Braden wrote it's four songs, and me and Braden, we wrote the instrumentals mainly during lockdown, so it's quite a while ago, and then once lockdown was over we brought them to Mike, and then we all jammed them and changed them a bit more, and then I think it was 2022, I think we went into the studio and recorded them, and then last year we just made a few changes and this kind of thing, and then so now they're ready and ready to go, basically. Yeah. Braden, do you want to say anything about the lyrics and stuff?
Yeah, I was going to say, actually, yeah, because they were written during the lockdown, there are like quite a few themes in there about sort of isolation, and all of the things that were going on in the world at that time. One of the lyrics on the first track is, "We stay inside as the planet dies, and people fight for their right just to stay alive," which was very topical at the time. Maybe not so much now, but I think, I think those themes of isolation are always going to feed into the music that we were making because of the way that we felt at that time. Yeah. We were actually meeting up outside to put the songs together because we weren't able to go in each other's houses. So we'd go over the park when we were allowed to meet up in pairs, which I think also influenced it, because there's a lot of themes of nature on there as well, because we were out among the birds and bees, as they say.
Yeah. I was saying, actually, the other day, it just seems like such a long time ago that COVID was here, and that's the way we were living. And I think it was just after Christmas that you could actually go outside and say hello to people. You're saying about this is music that you've written then and it's coming out now, but to fresh ears, it doesn't matter whether you've written something 20 years ago. If you've not heard it before, it's fresh to somebody's ears, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think people are only just now recovering from it. Was such a big impact that we all couldn't go outside for so long. I think people are still sort of dealing with it mentally now.
How is life as an independent musician? Because you know, guys, I always play a lot of independent music. I don't think people understand how difficult it is. And it isn't just about recording a song, because you're doing the whole publicity. You've got videos, you've got photographs, and you've got to try and push things on social media. So I know you love writing, and I know you love going out there and gigging, but tell everybody what it's like.
I think Braden's probably the real mastermind behind all the publicity stuff. He definitely takes the lead on that side of things. But
yeah, it's definitely very involved. I think nowadays it's quite saturated music. There's so many people making great music. It's hard to kind of cut through. So you really need to find your niche nowadays. But I find it quite upsetting in some ways, because it feels like years ago a band could come along and not have to know how to describe their sound. People would just listen, and then they would be labelled by someone else. And quite often bands would sort of reject labels, labels as in genre labels and things like that. But nowadays it feels like you can't get anywhere without pigeonholing yourself. Which, when you're trying to be a creative person and keep everything open and experimental, is quite difficult to do nowadays. I feel like because of trends and hashtags and all this sort of stuff, they want you to be able to say, you know, we're a band that sound exactly like this other band, or, you know, we're this exact genre, which it makes it harder to market yourself. But I think you just need to find your community and your niche. And you can do that, I think, not just through the music, but also the way that you present yourself, as you said, in videos and things. There's definitely a certain style. So with Too Far, it's obviously a little bit more grungy than the other tracks we've released. So we've done some videos and things in the Greenwich Tunnel, because that was the grungiest place we could find. And we've got to tell you, it was very grungy down there.
Yeah. Was this day?
Too grungy.
Was it daytime or was it late at night?
It was daytime, thankfully. Yeah, we weren't that late.
I hope you had your permits to film in London. Of course you did.
We won't talk about that.
I've got them right next to me.
That's right, you're just looking at them now. with regards to writing now, and moving, I know you've got your EP coming out, but if any writing you're doing now, are you kind of all back in the studio together, and do you just write together as a collective, or are you still doing individual sort of writing and then bringing it together?
I think it's a bit of a mix, isn't it?
Yeah, I'd say like up until now, like most of the time, it's been Braden and Alex who've kind of been doing the majority of the songwriting, and then I guess you guys kind of bring the songs into kind of rehearsal space and a bunch of different studios that we practiced in, and then we kind of probably flesh out more of, I guess, like the rhythm parts and just some of the transitions between different sections, and I don't know, also just kind of playing those songs with a kind of a full setup with, you know, amplified instruments and a drum kit, as opposed to just kind of practicing them on acoustics. So just kind of getting those kind of like dynamics and kind of exploring those aspects. But yeah, it tends to be that you guys do most of the songwriting to the table from on as a group, isn't it?
Yeah, I think sometimes it's easier in a quieter environment to get things down. Like you said, writing on acoustic, I feel like it's easier to get the core idea down on the acoustic and work on all the loud bits and all the drums and the effects and that.
Yeah. And are you guys actually producing and engineering everything, or do you have to go outside for that?
We tend to book into other studios, so we recorded this at Big Noise Studios in Southend, like near the airport, that sort of way.
Yeah.
So we tend to use engineers, but we do record ourselves and make our own demos and things before we go in. So we tend to kind of produce it a little bit before. So that when we go in with the engineer in the studio, they kind of know as close to the sound as we want to get that we can present to them, if you know what I mean. So we're showing them what we 99% want it to sound like, and then they do the bits in the studio that we find quite quite do yet.
That's the best thing about being independent, because you haven't got anyone standing there going, no, I want it to sound like this. It's your, everything you do, how you're represented, is all down to yourselves. So the single Too Far, I know you said it's a little bit of a departure from what you've done, a little bit heavier, but tell us a little bit more about it.
Yeah, so it's been a song that we've kind of been, it's been in like our set list for a while now. So it's been coming to live gigs, you will have heard it before, but it's gone for a couple of iterations, but we've really, I think, kind of focused a lot on just kind of the dynamics and the sound of it, and really when we were in the studio, really focusing on quite a lot of different kind of production aspects. And yeah, it came together pretty quickly in the studio, I should say. But yeah, I think it's just like that, it's quite that kind of loud, kind of quite like to the point, straightforward, kind of like grunge kind of rock song, which I think it's super fun to play live and to get really good reception. So yeah, we're really pleased to kind of bring it out today and to kind of share with people who might not see us live yet.
And the EP, is that out now, or is that coming, or is it due out shortly?
So that should be out by October. So we're going to be releasing three singles from the EP, and then the EP as a whole will come out in October. So we've got basically like a year's worth of stuff to come out, which is exciting.
Mm. And if people want to find out more, Square Waver across socials, they're on TikTok, which I love, by the way. Instagram, you will find them on Twitter. They're everywhere. Are you going to be bringing out sort of physical copies? Have you got your merchandise sorted out to, you know, get a little bit of money back in?
We've just got T-shirts sorted. We've been a band for quite a while now, but we've finally actually got our own T-shirts. They do actually look really good, if I say so myself. So you can find them at our gigs at the moment, but I'm probably going to put them on Bandcamp. But if you want to find out when we'll be releasing the merch for you to order online, if you follow us on Instagram at Square Wave Official, you can keep up to date with merch and things like that. But yeah, the T-shirts look really good, but I haven't actually shared them online yet. They've been exclusive to people at the shows so far.
Yeah, and that all helps, folks, if you're listening out there, to support independent music. If somebody's sending a T-shirt, because otherwise Spotify is great and you can have thousands of listens on Spotify, but financially it means not very much. So get out there and go and play, and, you know, pay to see bands play live, and also, you know, listen on your Spotify and your Apple Music, but also merchandise. And if they've got CDs, nobody has CDs anymore, but loads of people sell them because it's a way of, you know, making a little bit of money back. So what gigs have you got coming up?
We are actually in the process of booking a tour for the EP at the moment, so we're not able to announce any upcoming gigs just yet, but we're just planning out at the moment.
Oh, that sounded a bit serious there, Brayden. Do you remember last time you came in, Brayden? I kept calling you Brandon because I just couldn't get your name up correct.
I'm so used to that, though. My whole life it's been like that, honestly. I've had Aiden, Brandon, Brendan, all of them.
A lot of people call me Mark as well. Yeah.
Well, I was quite proud of myself, actually. I got it correct today, didn't I?
I really appreciate it. I was nervous about that.
I'd written it in big letters, and I've put my glasses on so I can see it. So you've got the EP will be out possibly October. Well, it will be October, A Place in Time. The current release is called Too Far, which is out now, and you can sort of download it and stream it. Stuff and don't forget to look for the up and coming gigs with Square Wave this year, and also their merchandise. You can follow them on Instagram, Square Wave Official, because that's the best place to find the guys. So it's been great to talk to you. Hopefully we'll drag you back in before you start with your tour, and you can come play live.
Yeah, definitely. We'd love to do that.
That was fantastic.
Absolutely.
That'd be great.
Who was missing last time? Was it
I think it was probably me, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Mike, you're on your drums, aren't you?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, you can bring in the tambourine.
Yeah, I could blow the dust off the old tambourine and bring that into the studio. I'm sure that would. Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, you can come in. You can play a little bit of drums. It's fine in the studio. So the track is Too Far. It is out now. It's Square Wave. Do you want to introduce the track? And I'm going to end the interview with your song.
Oh God, Mike.
No. Okay. Hello, listeners. This is we're Square Wave. This is our new track, Too Far, available on all streaming services. Hope you enjoy.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day. That is the brand new track from Square Wave with Too Far. One or two of you saying it was a little bit quiet on that interview with the lads. I do apologise for the sound, but it will be up on the website and you should be able to have a listen again, which should be up a little bit later on today, actually, for the band. There we go. Just coming up to 11:47. Let's have a few ads and I'll be back with more right after this.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners' campaign if required. Our engineers give their best to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0777 6009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Want to get the home improvements you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank? Thanks to SEHBAC, you can now transform your home for less. We're offering up to 40% off our extensive range of high-quality windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. 2 years interest-free finance available. Get the inspiration you need and breathe new life into your home at a price you can afford by visiting your nearest SEHBAC showroom or SEHBAC.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Phoenix FM.
Survive the test of time, I swear that I'll be ready.
top right here. You feel it? We rolling yet?
Still loving that track. That is Jungkook with Usher standing next to you. The Usher remix.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Right, let's have a look at the traffic and the travel for you, see if there's any problems on the roads. First off, Brook Street roundabout is looking absolutely fine. Heading all the way down towards Lakeside, you've got a clear run, and back through the tunnel, heading up from the Brook Street roundabout to the M11 junction. That's any problems all the way up there as well. Now, very busy at Doddinghurst Road and along, not Doddinghurst Road, sorry, the Ongar Road. From Doddinghurst Road, getting onto the Ongar Road is a little bit busy at the moment as well, all around Wilson's Corner. And temporary traffic signals due to water main work on the B185 Kings Road at Hart Street, also adding to the problems as well. Temporary traffic signals due to electricity work on the A1023 Chelmsford Road around Alexander Lane. The A12 itself is running pretty smooth. You can't see any problems. The roadworks between Junction 13 and 16, they are ongoing. 40 mile an hour speed restrictions there while they do the repairs to the road.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and
fun. The last comedy night was an absolute success. Big Cheese Comedy Night, Billericay Town FC, The New Lodge. Performances from Fiona Allen, Mika Hall, Louis McLean, and the evening host is Josh James. Tickets are £15, starts at 8 p.m. Everybody who went to the last one said it was absolutely flipping funny, and they had a great time. Loads of great feedback on it, and it's a really good event. £15, 8 p.m. start, and that's Friday the 12th of April.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Copfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Brentwood Food Bank are looking for some donations. They fed 150 people in one session, and we could already depleted stock was getting lower and lower. The food bank has received some fantastic donations of Easter eggs this year, and it's been such a joy to share those with our clients' children. It's a small treat and doesn't stop the poverty, but doesn't stop the poverty and hunger that so many are experiencing, which is absolutely excuse me, dreadful in 2024. We're so fortunate to have your support and hope and pray that you're able to continue this support, Brentwood Food Bank have said. Now, they're looking for tinned food like sardines, salmon, meatballs, tinned fruit, custard, tinned tomatoes, spaghetti, jars of pasta sauce, sugar, bags of rice, tea and coffee, biscuits. Also, shampoo, shower gels, deodorant, toothpaste, sanitary towels, things, you know, when you've done your food shopping, you've still got to get all your bleaches and all the rest of it, and, you know, other things like that. So that's what they're looking for at the moment. You can see the full list on the website, on the www.phoenixfm.com, and anything donated will be given out to people who need it in the local area. Here's Sia and Kylie Minogue with Dark Snow.
Late night, you and I, post fight, it's my life. Last roll, there's a door, I'm all for. I watch you walk away. It's just another day. Don't need you to stay. No, I am not afraid. I know I'll be okay. There's nothing you can say.
is Map of Autumn. This is One Blue, One Green.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.